Welcome, welcome. On behalf of the Bellevue Ministerial Association and the Bellevue High School, we want to welcome you for the 2017 Baccalaureate service. This is a student-led service, by the way, too. There's a baccalaureate committee that has met ever since the turn of the year in 2017 that helped put together this service, including the scriptures and the songs we'll be singing there. I'm going to sound a little biased in this. Just take it for what it's worth. It's coming from a pastor there. But with the bias all aside there, I think this is the perfect way to start this day. This day of celebration. Isn't this the perfect way to start the day? I don't mean this as a critique on the school in any which way there. I support them. I love them, what they do in this way. But there's going to come a day where the diploma doesn't matter all that much. It's not today, okay, kids? That diploma matters very much, and throughout this lifetime it'll matter. But there's going to come a day, an eternal day, where what's on the ink of that diploma won't matter very much, but what's done in the name of the Lord our God will have eternal ramifications. And that's not just what takes place in the building of the four walls of a church there. It's what takes place in caring for the poor, loving people, going above and beyond in respect and kindness, all in the name of Jesus Christ itself. There comes an eternal day where what's done, everything done, in the name of the Lord has eternal ramifications. And so, yes, I'm biased, but I think there's truth behind it. This is a great way to start this great day of celebration, giving credit where credit is due in so many ways there. So if I take much more time, I'm going to be taking Mrs. Kresser's spot there. So we're not going to do that. But I do want everyone to know, following this service, you are invited down to the fellowship hall, every last one of you. There's plenty of nutritious and delicious food, Subway, awaiting on the table. You're invited to go down there and feast your heart out as we celebrate together with these grads and this meaningful day that's at hand. Let's begin it with a word of prayer as we begin our worship together. Dear Lord, we do just give you thanks for this day. And we truly want to be a people who give credit where credit is due. And so we ultimately give thanks to you for these men and women that you've created, the teachers that you've put in their lives, who invested and educated them and brought them along in this 12-year journey, Lord. We give you thanks for each and every one of them on this day of celebration. And at the same time, Lord, I want to pray for these grads and the steps beyond. I pray for the career path that they're going on, or the college path that they're wondering who's the roommate going to be, or what's it going to be like that first day the syllabus is dropped right before my desk, Lord. I just pray for them through those fears and anxieties, at the same time with the celebration as they soak in this day together as well. We just lift it all up to you in praise and thanksgiving and an ask for help and guidance as well, in Jesus' name. And all his people said, let's begin by giving praise where praise is due. Let's stand together and sing our praise to God. Doxology. Thank you.
Please be seated for the responsive reading. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Let's approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Don't let anyone think less of you because you are young. Be an example to all believers in what you say, in the way you live, in your love, your faith, and your purity. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
Please stand and worship with us.
Why are you striving these days? Why are you trying to earn grace? Why are you crying? Let me lift up your face. Just don't turn away. Why are you looking for love? Why are you searching as if I'm not enough? Where will you go, child? Tell me, where will you run? Where will you run? Cause I'll be by your side wherever you fall in the dead of night, wherever you call. And please don't fight these hands that are holding you. My hands are holding. Look at these hands and my side. They swallow the grave on that night when I drank the world's sin so I could carry you in and give you life. I want to give you life.
Be seated. My child, never forget the things I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years, and your life will be satisfying. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take.
In the view of all of this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence, and moral excellence with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with patient endurance, and patient endurance with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love for everyone. The more you grow like this, the more productive and useful you will be in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But those who fail to develop in this way are short-sighted or blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their old sins. So, dear brothers and sisters, work hard to prove that you are really among those God has called and chosen. Do these things and you will never fall away. Then God will give you a grand entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our speaker today inspires us not only as students, but as people. As she concluded her time at Bellevue High School, her positivity and aspiration for life is an inspiration to us to look back at our memories at Bellevue with grateful hearts and to dive deep into our new beginning with great ambition. It's my pleasure to introduce Miss Amy Kresser.
I'm a bit nervous, so hang in there with me. Good morning and congratulations to all the graduates and your loved ones. My heart swelled when you walked in and it just gave me reassurance. I am so lucky that I got to teach almost all of you, and then I see some former students in the audience as well. You all look so good, you look so beautiful. I'm so happy and proud of all of you. Thank you for asking me to be your guest speaker today. A couple months ago, when you asked me to speak, my first instinct was to say no. Not because I don't like talking with you, because you all know I do, but I'm extremely uncomfortable getting up in front of an audience and speaking. See, teaching and public speaking are two different arts. Even though I had valid reasons or excuses not to speak this morning, God didn't care. He kept nudging me to the edge of my comfort zone and asked me to leap. He didn't have me waking up early to spend time with him and listening to motivational speakers most mornings this school year just to say no. Plus, I can't say no to most of you. It was the best hour and a half of my day. I highly recommend it. This phone, the inspirational word, and a cup of coffee were my favorite things in the morning. We are so lucky to have access to the greatest motivational speakers of our time at our fingertips. The first time I ever heard a motivational speaker was 22 years ago. I heard Lou Holtz by way of VCR tape, and I was so moved. I never heard anyone speak like him before, and I wondered how could I get my hands on that VCR tape to hear him again. I did some research, and the tape would have cost me over $100. But now, today, on YouTube, you can listen to all the greats for free. Lou Holtz, Zig Ziglar, Jim Rohn, Tony Robbins, Les Brown, and Wayne Dyer, just to name a few. So just don't think about it, actually do it. Don't think, well, maybe that sounds good, I'll do it. We know that maybes mean no. Tell yourself you will do it. Any free moment you have, just take this device, go to YouTube, and then put in motivational speakers. I now will listen while I'm cooking, doing dishes, and cleaning, or just driving. You know what they say, you are what you think all day. What consumes your mind controls your life. Garbage in, garbage out. Inspiration in, inspiration out. God was preparing me for this, and so I'm grateful to you for allowing me to share today. One thing I learned this year is when things are uncomfortable, when fear and anxiety creep into your mind, you can either face it head on and truly live, or you can back down into your comfort zone and just breathe. But breathing is not living, it's just surviving. God did not create us in this wonderful opportunity called life just to breathe. Embrace and experience pain, fear, anxiety, joy, peace, love, and any and all emotions, and learn from them. Because when you do, you feel alive, you grow, and you develop into an amazing human being. And there is no greater success in life than that. One of my favorite sayings I picked up this year is by Tony Robbins. He said, "When you are interested, you will do what is easy and convenient. But when you are committed, you will do whatever it takes." So be committed to living a fulfilled life. So here I am, stepping out on the edge and jumping. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. These are the words to a song we sang for our first communion mass in second grade. For some reason, these words come back to me on days of celebration. I would sing them for you, but I don't want to ruin your special day. And what a wonderful day it is for you and your families. The Lord has gone before you and prepared this day, even before you were born. How awesome is our Father! The above lyrics to the song come from Psalms 118:24. When I came across this verse much later in my life, I was able to see them in a different light due to the context around the words. I'm going to read to you the meaning of this verse from my Bible's textual footnotes. Psalms 118, verse 24. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. The textual footnotes state, there are days when the last thing we want to do is rejoice. Our mood is down, our situation is out of hand, and our sorrow or guilt is overwhelming. We can relate to the writers of the Psalms who often felt this way, but no matter how low the writer felt, they were always honest with God. And as they talked to God, their prayers ended in praise. When you don't feel like rejoicing, tell God how you truly feel. You will find that God will give you a reason to rejoice. God has given you this day to live and serve him. Be glad. This day is certainly a day to rejoice and be glad. You have successfully completed 13 years of school and are moving forward into the next adventure of your life. But I am here to tell you that God has prepared every day of your life for you, and we should rejoice and be glad in all things and in all days. A few years back, some things happened in my life that shook my world. These events I considered devastating at the time, as most would. But today I see them as triumphs and cornerstones of my faith. They say the lesson shows up when the learner is ready. I guess God thought I was ready. I recently read 1 Corinthians 15:57, and I felt it summed up my experience. It states, sometimes God will put you in a battle and empty-handed so that whenever you go get the victory, you will know it wasn't you, but him. I give God all the glory for whom I become through the trenches. I would not change any of it because it has shaped and molded me into the person I love to spend time with. I liked who I was, but I love who I'm becoming. I feel God used these events to catapult me into an awakening of an amazing life. I'm reminded of the video clip of the little boy who is colorblind, and he gets these new glasses that allows him to see color. His reaction is priceless. Now I try every day to wake up and remind myself to live with intentional purpose. I realize I spent most of my life on autopilot, and the sad thing is I felt I was more alive than most. Do not live this life on autopilot. Don't be colorblind, or even worse, like the one in Helen Keller's statement. She said that the most pitiful individual is the one who can see but has no vision. Please do not wake up without intentional purpose. Have a vision of the life you want to live. Discover your why in this life by asking God to show it to you. Don't live in someone else's lane. Their why and yours are different for a reason. If you are choosing your why without consulting God, then you are like a boat in the harbor without a destination. You are going nowhere and wasting a lot of time and energy. God is your compass. God is your rudder, and God is your anchor. Don't leave God out of one of the most important decisions in your life. You are embarking on an exciting voyage. Let the captain of the universe lead you. God has great plans for you. You are a child of the Most High. You are sons and daughters of a king. God does not equip his children without a purpose, but you have to choose to ask him. You were all born for greatness, and greatness lives in each of you. How does one really know what God's purpose is for their life? After you ask, you have to listen. This is extremely hard to do. Trust me, I've taught all of you. But it's so worth it. You can't just tell God what you want to do. You have to ask him, what does he want you to do? Just like any successful relationship, you have to communicate. Communication is a two-way street. Don't talk to God, talk with him. It is easy to talk to God, but waiting to hear his response can be difficult. It takes time and it takes patience. It takes practice and it takes ingenuity. He uses a variety of vehicles to get our attention and speak to us. If you are really tuned in, you will hear the still small voice. That is very rare, but extremely cool. If you have spoken with God and you know that he is guiding you, then trust that instinct. Will some people disagree and not understand? Yes, and you may even lose friends. But don't worry, the creator of the universe lives within each of you, and he will never leave or forsake you. Once you know your purpose, leave your mark. Don't leave anyone guessing your why. Don't just talk about your faith, live your faith. I am currently reading Above the Line by Urban Meyer, and he says that they have a saying that is fundamental to their football program at Ohio State, and it is, I see better than I hear. Andrew Luck told Coach Meyer, your actions are so loud, I can't hear what you are saying. I always felt that it was my job to shield and protect my sons from pain and hurt. Now I know it's my job to speak my faith through my actions so that they have the ultimate shield of protection. Will they fail? Yes. Will they fall? Certainly. Will they feel pain? I hope so. Will they face tragedy? Unfortunately. But knowing they have a relationship with God, they will rise up out of these circumstances and grow into a better human beings to serve God and others. We are not immune to any of this, but we also are not immune to happiness, peace, joy, and love. This is the amazing thing about life. Remember, it's the dash between your birth date and your death date that is most important while you're here on earth. I want my dash to be colorful and a squiggly line to represent the ups and downs that created the amazing, colorful life God has chosen for me to live here on earth. To all of you listening, I want to remind you that this is not a dress rehearsal. This is it. You have only one shot at this, so decide to make it count every day. You get to choose how you feel and respond. You were not born a winner. You were not born a loser. You were born a chooser. If you want happy, be happy. If you want miserable, be miserable. But know you choose the way you feel, not your loved ones, not your enemies, not your circumstances, not your past or your future. So often we allow others to control our emotions by caring what they think. It is none of your business what others think of you. That is between you and God. The last bit of insight I would like to share with you is the gift of service. We have all heard the saying, you must give in order to receive. To me, this sounds a little bit demanding like an order. I like to see it this way. We can give because we first received. See, we first received the ultimate gift of eternal life when Jesus died for us. So we already received, and because of this, we can give. It is like the analogy of the open and closed fist. If your fist is closed, you cannot receive or give. But when you open your fist, you are able to both receive and give. The same holds true for your heart. One of my favorite quotes by Wayne Dyer says, to be open to everything and attached to nothing. The smallest act of service is worth more than the grandest intentions. Intention without action is nothing. Trust me, when you serve others, you automatically receive. Just do an act of kindness for someone you can't do anything for, who cannot do anything for you in return, and experience the feeling. I know you all have done this before. I would like you to recall how that made you feel. Now that you understand, you can see that you already received when you gave. Steve Jobs said that what you take with you is for you. What you leave behind is for others. I hope you always leave others feeling better about themselves than when they met you. Remember, we serve a God that served us first. There's no greater role model to emulate than that. So, go out into this world and face your fears and conquer them. Take advantage of learning from the greats. The Lord prepared every day for you, so rejoice and be glad in it. Don't just breathe, live. Discover your why and leave your mark. Establish a relationship with God by talking with Him as often as possible. Remember, you always have a choice, so choose wisely. Finally, serve others and discover the joy in that. Thank you again, and enjoy this memorable day.
Please stand and sing with us. Thank you.
Please remain standing. Word from St. Paul. For this reason, since the day we heard it, we have not ceased praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him as you bear fruit in every good work and as you grow in the knowledge of God. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience, while joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. And now, as we speak this blessing to you as the graduates, I invite your family and friends to raise your hand and join in offering the blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.